Saving history for some people might mean collecting old photographs or ancestry records. For others, it might be documenting a family story. But for one group of researchers at Fresno State, it's a lot more than that. It's literally about saving a language. The work is underway right now at the university in dealing with the Chuck Chansey Revitalization and Documentation Project and the Indigenous Languages Group at the university. Joining us in our studio, we have Brian Agbayani and Niken Adisimito-Smith joining us today. Welcome to our program today, both of you.
Thank you.
I want to start with you, Niken. When you talk about saving a language, when it comes to the Chuck Chansey language, what does that mean in our context today?
First, a language that is saved is a language that is spoken by all generations, from grandparents, parents, and children. And there is nothing that prevents this language from being used in all types of communication. When the use of the language becomes restricted to certain domains, for example, when children speaking it only when they're at home, or when the language is only spoken by grandparents and older generation, and they don't speak it to their children or grandchildren, then that language becomes what we call endangered. So when we talk about saving a language, we talk about trying to reverse this process so that the language is once again spoken by children, parents, and grandparents in all types of communication.
How many Chuck Chansey speakers is it safe to say there are today?
We estimate at 12, but that's a rough estimate.
12 people?
Yes.
Total in the world that speak this language that are... That's
yes, and most of them, if not all of them, are in their 70s.
So I guess it's safe to say that there's some urgency also for your work.
Yes, this is a language that is extremely endangered.
Brian, I want to turn to you now. How do you actually go about this with such a small pool of speakers that are left? What do you do? How do you go about, A, documenting the language, and B, trying to prolong its active use with a next generation?
Well, there are different aspects of saving a language. One aspect is language documentation. We do this by systematically recording, transcribing, translating, and analyzing the language from a variety of written and spoken sources. Another aspect is developing materials for learning the language. So these could include a system to write down the language, a dictionary, a reference grammar, and language lessons. In addition, particularly for Chuck Chansey, there's a collection of 27 Chuck Chansey stories that were told in English by several Chuck Chansey speakers to anthropologists in the previous century. And we're in the process of translating these stories back into Chuck Chansey with our speakers. And these stories are part of the materials for learning Chuck Chansey as well. And so we're incorporating these into the learning materials.
So for our listeners, we have listeners all the way from the Kern County Mountains all the way to north of the Delta. Give us an idea of the native range of the Chuck Chansey language. And is it related to other Native American languages in the area, or is it wholly unique?
Actually, Chuk Chansey is a variety of what we call Yokuts language. It's part of the Penutian language group. And there are, so correct me, how many dialects about?
I don't know.
Yeah. quite a few dialects, maybe 19, 20 dialects. It's quite a quite a big group. Chuk Chansey is one of these dialects. It's to some extent, depending on the range, so we're looking at from Bakersfield up to through the valley, into the foothills, into the mountains. So a very large area in which these languages were spoken. And many of these, some of these languages are if they're geographically close together, are mutually intelligible with one another. But then there's languages that are very, very different from one another in terms of, they really don't have so much in common.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and now listen to something. You have this recording of the Chuck Chansey language on your phone here. We're going to hold this up to the microphone. I apologize. We don't have a better way of doing this, but I think it should come across. Let's listen to some of the recording that your project has done. Tell us about this.
Yeah, this is a story about the skunk and the stink bug, and it's basically a story about how the stink bug became black. I'll play the story. It's all in Chuk Chansey. It was retold by Holly Wyatt, who's a native speaker.
Yeah, let's listen to a portion.
Hawt me siksika lamekata.
Is it difficult as a linguist to work on preserving a language, one that you yourself don't speak?
It could, however, as linguists, we're actually trained to work with pretty much any language.
Mm-hmm.
So, it is difficult, but that's the reason why we started this project since summer 2009, and we're making progress. However, we're nowhere near the end line.
So what would the end line look like? What would that progress be? Is it getting those younger speakers? Is it like a first we have to document it, then we have to teach it to the next generation, or are there blanks that you have to fill in some places? What does the process look like as far as that goes?
Well, the end line would be when everybody, members of the community, actually use the language for everything, for in daily activities. That's the end line. In between, it would be what, as Brian mentioned earlier, using the different language materials that we have developed, like writing down the writing system and using the dictionary and the reference grammar, training teachers to teach the language to the young generations and among the adults too.
You mentioned the writing system. Tell me about that. Is this a language that came historically, pre-Columbian period, with a writing system? And if not, what is that system that they use today?
It was not written. And we actually created the writing system in the summer of 2006.
So you created essentially a new alphabet or a new...
We just used the Roman alphabet,
okay,
actually, and based on the sounds
phonetics
that the language has, and we used that too.
It sounds like an absolutely fascinating field, especially given the fact that there is a pressure to get this done. With only 12 native speakers of this language left, is it also more than just documenting the vocabulary and grammar and syntax and those sorts of things, but also things like pronunciation and those things that in some cases, filling in the blanks there? What's it like actually doing this work?
Yeah, it's really exciting, and it's very interesting to see people reconnect with their past and reconnect with the language, and it's certainly a challenge. There are a lot of things about Chukchansi that are different from English. A lot of the sounds, as you heard, many sounds are very different. But it's something that also the elders who speak the language can share with younger people. And it's very nice to see that connection happening and for all the people to connect with that.
Has it helped them reconnect with their language? Because I often hear people who have a second language that they don't use all that often, they can get a little bit rusty with it. Mm-hmm. Has this project helped those speakers, especially the ones who are now in their 70s, has it helped them reconnect with some of their earlier memories and community stories and things like that?
It seems that it has, based on our meetings, our regular weekly meetings. It seems that certain expressions then all of a sudden came out.
Is there a point of discovery where you as the linguist are sitting there and all of a sudden, wow, we just learned something new about this language we didn't know before?
Oh, yes. It's every day is like that. And it is for us as well as for the Holly Wyatt who we've been working with.
What's the hardest part of doing this?
Well, the hardest part is knowing that there's so much to be done, I think. There's so much to be done and that we have such a limited amount of time to do it in. I think that realization, that's the hardest part of it.
And now it's obviously you two who are working on this project. Are students involved as well? What's the overall scope of this? It sounds like you have a lot of weight on your backs trying to save a language in the next decade or so.
Yes, we have two other faculty members involved, Chris Golston and John Boyle, as well as a number of students who are involved with the project. We work very closely also with Kim Lahone up in Coarse Gold, who's an education specialist up there. Yeah, a lot of people are invested and working very hard in this project.
It's the Chuck Chansey Revitalization and Documentation Project and the Indigenous Languages Group at Fresno State. Researchers and students there working to document and preserve the native tongue of the Chuck Chansey people of the foothills of Madera County. There are just 12 speakers of that language left, and Fresno State's doing that work today. We'd like to thank our guests, Niken Adisimito-Smith, and also with us today, Brian Agbayani, both professors in the Department of Linguistics at Fresno State. Thanks to both of you for being here today and for your good work in trying to save this language. It's part of our history in Central California.
Thank you.
Thank you.